Okay, we're gonna go live. We have a PSA. Occasionally, people write in a PSA and pay to have it read. And I'm very inclined to help this person out because he's a veteran. And given what passes as abuse nowadays, which I don't think we should lower ourselves to that definition where everything's abuse. Most teachers today and in the past are not abusive. They're scum. They are not these good, wholesome creatures. They have made the vast majority of people's lives worse. And I would liken them to concentration camp guards and indoctrinators, because that's really what they are. So let's go ahead and read through this high cap military veteran here. I'd like a video. The last couple of videos have resonated with me regarding teachers and how men are checking out of the higher education and how worthless the K-12 system truly is. I can tell you from my own firsthand experience, you are correct in every regard. I believe your platform is the best place to tell my story. I've taken responsibility for everything in my control and did my best to get good grades in school, but I had severe learning difficulties that just came from extreme anxiety, unrealistic expectations put upon me at an early age. More specifically, I had a memory retention problem that only got worse when teachers would berate me and emasculate me in front of the classroom. These people were true monsters. What I learned from K-12 education system, of course. It's not about learning anything. It's all about appeasing the teachers and obedience to the authority and never questioning anything they say. As a boy, I was diagnosed with ADHD. And I was put on Ritalin at the behest of my teachers, which caused problems such as sleep disorders. I was poked and prodded by the supposed experts and diagnosed with a multitude of learning disabilities, which in my adulthood turned out to be dyslexia. And yes, I have been tested for it as an adult and do have it. All right, then I'll believe you. This isn't made up. Well, the remainder of my years in middle school and high school were pure hell. I was punished for not being able to learn like everyone else. The teachers that were supposedly there to help me and advocate for me never did. They just got mad at me and basically left me behind. One educational expert even told my parents that I'd never be able to live on my own. This destroyed my confidence and stayed with me throughout my adult life. The trauma these scumbags put me through is unforgivable. I was given more homework and had to work twice as hard as my peers, which felt like punishment when my friends were allowed to go and play and I had to stay in and learn worthless bleep. In hindsight, it was a good thing because I'm not an entitled little bitch who just wants something handed to me. Also, I know for a fact that I was left hung out to dry because I was a boy, and this was the beginning of the girls' empowerment movement in school. So I'm going to assume you're about my age. And that's not shtick. That's not woe is me-ism. This, and I wish it was just about girls' empowerment. A lot of you teachers just hate boys. A lot of you do. And that's the truth. That is the absolute truth. As I get older, I realize just how much time was truly wasted in the K-12 system. Yeah, like 13 years. Things that are important, such as Roth IRAs, 457s, and other retirement platforms are not taught, and the basic fiscal literacy is an afterthought within the schools. You're encouraged to play sports and participate in other worthless activities that don't add any value to your future at all. All these idiots do is encourage young, impressionable kids to take out student loans they'll never be able to pay back and destroy their financial futures. Everything that is important was taught to me outside of the classroom, such as fiscal literacy, investing in tax advantage index funds. All right, I'm going to explain to you. You apparently tune in, you listen to Jimmy, you don't hear Jimmy. The purpose of higher education is first and foremost to make it so the parents can go and work another job and pursue their career, babysitting. Second, it is to give worthless and talentless people, teachers and the admin, careers and jobs, so that they don't, I don't know, go work real ones, right? Close third, it is to indoctrinate children to Marxist, socialist, leftist, environmentalist, whatever is the beliefs. Fourth, it is to give you some kind of token amount of education. When you understand that those are the four primary, with education being dead last, and a distant dead last, it all makes sense. Because there is no reason we couldn't teach what we taught, what we've taught kids the past, whatever, half a century in K-12 and by about this sixth grade. And there's no reason after 13 years of schooling, we shouldn't have people graduating as engineers, programmers, maybe not medical doctors or dentists. But by the time of 18, the average young man or woman is perfectly capable of accounting at least, or trade. But you operate from the wrong premise that they are there to educate you. That is a distant and quad-terry, whatever the word is, reason that you're there. Let me segue into the next category of educational monsters, the almighty guidance counselor. These effing scumbags told me that I needed to go to college at all costs and forget about going into the military out of high school. They told me I had to get into more activities so I can make myself more attractive for college admissions. Oh, yeah, these guys are the worst. And after being admitted, I would have the privilege of paying a ridiculous amount of money to go to college. They advocated for taking out student loans for worthless degrees and thought the military was beneath me. Yeah, but on one hand, your teachers are saying you're a moron. Now they're saying, oh, go to college. You're destined for great things. Luckily, my folks have saved money for us to go to college. I went to a small D3 school and graduated. After the military, I went back to grad school, which had completely changed since I graduated college in 2008. Everything in class was about the patriarchy and how white male privilege is keeping everyone from succeeding in life. At times, I was singled out by my professors as an example because I'm 6 foot and weighty and in great shape. She stated my life was easier in every aspect. Well, yeah, coming from a gal who had everything bought and paid for and is a teacher. Teachers are so far removed from the real world. They actually think their jobs are hard. They're not. But this is kind of like the first quasi-real thing they've ever done in their life. So compared to like staying at home and watching video games or watching TV, yeah, it's pretty hard to be a teacher. Well, I had enough left. I left grad school and went to a much cheaper online degree plan that only cost me $10,000. What these teachers did to me was destroy my confidence, but I'm happy to say that I have rebounded my life quite well. Yes, but with the wisdom and knowledge, you know that these people are not there to educate you. They are there to indoctrinate, enrich themselves, and to babies. Of course, not college. College is just there to take your money. It was worth it, and it can be done through grit and adversity. In the end, everything has worked out so far. I'm debt-free, own my own home. I'm quite stable. Additionally, I'm going back to school for additional certifications through my work. Will continue to be a lifelong learner. Also, based on your advice, I tested my IQ and turned out to be 115. There you go. You're in the one standard deviation club. Conclusion. It is no surprise that men are checking out of higher education, education in general. You know, when you are berated in college campuses for being a white male, heck, just be a male or be white. That's why you have all white and males scrambling, particularly white, but other people fall in those two categories, scrambling to come up with some kind of made up mental disorder. I should say made up mental, faking a mental disorder or faking a du jour luxury gender, that the designer luxury gender. The solution being discriminated against within the system that's supposedly to help you, it's easy to become cynical. The solution to this problem is very simple. We need to defund public education, replace it with a platform that teaches kids fail. No, stop. Give up on that. Give up. That's never going to happen. Colleges are never going away because every idiot kid wants the college experience. That's their birthright in America now. They're not going to give that up because they have nothing else to live for. And then the parents are never going to give up their free babysitting, which isn't free when you consider the fact they pay property taxes. They will always be with us until parents decide they love their children, are going to educate them at home, or become teach them how to be autodidactics. And college is never going away until we give kids some other reason to live in life aside from the college experience. Teaches kids valuable skills that can get them a job right out of high school. Not going to happen. K-12 education system did more harm than good for me. It was an absolute waste of time. It traumatized me and destroyed my confidence. I have been in and out of therapy for the last couple of years because of the terrible impact these teachers had on me. The very people that were there to help me discarded me, and thankfully I had a great family that advocated for me. Did they? Why didn't they teach? Never mind. The only thing the school systems do is institutionalize children to be obedient, never question anything, or advocate for themselves. And the fact that most of our tax dollars go to a public education system is insane. This is the main reason I did not want kids and had a vasectomy. I'm not subjecting a child to what I had to go through. Well, you could always homeschool. Add a deep-seated hatred for people that perpetuate this worthless institution, and the road to success does not have a one-size-fits-all path. And how would the teachers know? None of them, by their own definition, are successful. They have never left education. They never left school. Oh, fine, you're a principal or superintendent. Yep, you look at them, they're still losers. They never produced anything of value for society. This is the main reason I do it. As a man, I have to say, if I go to school, do it the cheap way, go to a community college, join the military, go online where you don't have to interact with anyone. You could just get your certifications done and not have to deal with the woke BS. In this day and age, I discourage men from stepping a foot on college campus unless you have a full scholarship. Cappy, if I have anything to add, please feel free and let me know how much this will cost for a video. Only thing I'd add to this is we got to speak to younger people, anyone that might be listening. And that is, start going to college online now. If you can, get your credits out of the way. There's no reason to go to a physical campus, as he says. I'm not saying education is worthless. If you get the right education, it'll definitely help. But the key in the future is autodidactism, meaning teaching oneself. And we can do that now with online schools that are accredited. And if you're a young man or a young woman, and you know that going to college is to get a degree so you can go ahead and work and make good money and have an easier life, not the college experience, and that those are your best days of your life. If you know that, then yes, there's no reason for you to go to college. And I would vainly implore people who think college is the end all be all because K through 12 sucks so much. All it's going to be is more high school. It's just high school version 2.0, but with a huge price tag. And if you don't believe me, I beseech every young person out there, Gen Z, who, you know, you're about to go to college, get this book, How Not to Become a Millennial. Because this is what happens. And here's this poor guy. He's not a woke millennial, but he still suffered. And this is what happens when you lie to children and indoctrinate them for 13 years. Say, oh, yeah, you got to go to college. But I've been banging that drum for a long time. I'm not banging it anymore. All right, let's save the super chats for the next video. Darren the Great, $2. Have a good one, Cap. Thank you for the $2. And Juan the Aztec Patriarch for $5. Speaking of the educational systems, my kids told me that they're the only students in their class with a father. 98% of the kids are minorities. BLK. Is that the name of the high school? Yeah. I wonder how they're going to turn out, Juan. Wonder how they're going to turn out. So, all right. Another video coming up. We'll see you guys there. Toodles.